My name's Jules McElhinney. I'm the commanding officer of the 52nd London 6th Battalion, the Royal Regiment of Scotland, and I'm also the business development manager for Holt's Military Banking, which is part of the RBS Group.
On reservist day, how do those two combine?
So it's a very good question. I think that there's certain skill sets which the military has given me with regards to leadership, organisation, and planning, and I am able to transfer those into the development managerial role which I have for Holt's Military Bank, and also the fact that Holt's Military Bank is exactly that. It's a bank for the military, therefore the skill sets which I learn in the role as commanding officer of 6 Scots, which I can employ in my civilian job.
Reserve Day used to be wear your uniform to work day. It's a nicer, snappier title now, but in essence it's the same, and it's about raising awareness. How many of your colleagues are surprised when you turn up in uniform?
I think there's always a bit of a reality check when a soldier walks in through the door. But I'm also, as part of RBS, I chair the Armed Forces Network, and I also sit on the Armed Forces Steering Group. So there's an awareness personally that I'm connected with the Armed Forces. And within the network, we have 54 reservists, and we have a number of dependents and veterans as well. So again, there is the awareness, but I think nothing prepares someone for, you know, this person in uniform walking through the door. And that's the whole point of Reserves Day.
As a reserve, it could be argued that it's a tough balance. You've got to try and get everything right. You're juggling lots of things going on in your life. But actually, I suspect it's best of both for you.
Yeah, I mean, you have a foot in both camps, and it's whatever you put in, you get out. But I wouldn't lie saying that it is a challenge. And you know, there's three areas. It's family, it's the work that I do for Holt's Military Bank, and also then my role as commanding officer of 6 Scots. Not necessarily always in those order. Depending on who you speak to, I think people would challenge if I was to put those into a priority. But it's a case of spinning that triangle round, so the point is that, you know, is at the forefront when it's demanded. And it's just a case of managing my time. Very fortunate that I'm surrounded by a very, very good team in my commanding officer role, but also a very understanding employer. And the family aspect, well, there's a support there as and when, so long as I do all my chores.
Armed Forces Day this weekend, what does it mean to you personally?
So this is an opportunity, I think, for society to celebrate all that is good about the armed forces, and it's also an opportunity for us to engage and refresh our relationships with society and our local communities. And I think it's a fantastic opportunity. I'll be attending the Armed Forces Day in Glasgow this week, so again it's an opportunity just to reach out to the people of Glasgow to say thank you for all their support.